Thank you for joining us at Nikki Dare Radio, heard worldwide by millions of listeners, with your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Our podcast, hosted by Nikki Dare, is your home for education to safety and survival, leadership and inspiration. Nikki Dare is the founder of iDare Inc., a registered 501c3, with its mission to educate and mobilize resources for preparedness and sustainability. iDare is a grassroots credo and personal mission based on its pillars of excellence: integrity, diversity, adaptation, resilience, and empowerment. Ms. Dare's personal mission is to help you encounter your purpose by unlocking your inherent potential and finding joy in the journey. Women's advocate, transformational mentor, and a seasoned BPR change management consultant since her early 20s in transforming companies. And decades later, she is reinventing her purpose. And now, here's your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare.
It's good to see you, by the way.
I'm also very happy to see you. Like, now it's like we are at one place. It feels like that. Yes, I'm very much, I was knowing you, you told me yesterday, so I'm very much comfortable in that.
All right, so let's start, because I really want to spotlight you. You have a lot of, interesting, unique background from India, and also that you brought in some great, journey here in the U.S. and your career background and everything. So I'm very, very, very delighted that you are here with us podcast this morning. So I'm going to get start with the intro, okay, yeah, and the podcast, and then I'll introduce you, and then we'll start from there. Good to go?
Yes.
Many things, so many things going on outside our immediate direct space. And I've, mentioned this over and over again. All of us, many times we cannot predict unfortunate events and circumstances that happen in our lives, right? We can't control what's going on. That's just crazy, insane, if we even want to intend to control that. Many have been impacted heavily by the global lockdowns, in our individual home front, including our businesses, right, impacted, imposed due to this pandemic, the COVID-19. But here's what we can control: ourselves and our direct space. You know, I want to mention this. We are part of Earth's living system, right? We're all connected. 7.7 billion, if I'm not mistaken, that's the latest data here, of human beings with other 1.8 million known species, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, absolutely. So on this exclusive episodes of this podcast, I'm speaking with different individuals from around the globe to check in what and how they are coping with the pandemic lockdowns. What matters in our lives that really boils down to this: we can all sustain, rise, and thrive. It's all about a choice, making choices. You know, life is about 10% what happened to us. 90% is really how we respond, react to it. And I'm still believing that. All right, guys, apa kabar? Selamat pagi, bonjour, buenos dias. That's all I know in languages. How are you guys doing? Welcome to Dare's podcast. And let's keep it here for the next hour or so. I know you guys have been listening to my latest or more so recent strings of my episodes, Pandemic Survival, which I thought very timely. My goal is really to bring solutions. To bring solutions, nothing but solutions. You know, we have all the problems. Sharing tips during this interesting time while we're all in lockdown, trying to adjust things to our normalities in our life. But if you ask me, I don't think there will be any more, right? Normalities, what's that, right? Many things are happening, no denying, around the world. And many of us constantly looking for answers in the internet and what have you not, media, the news, everything. It can get a little inundated and overwhelming these days. Well, I thought that I'd take you guys around the world and get some unbiased responses by sharing stories and journeys during this global pause, what they do, what's going on within their region and country they live. This morning, I have a very, very special guest, another multilingual, by the way, and I really, really admire her background and her journey, an MBA marketing and education consultant. Jane is a founder and director of Beyond Edge Info Solution. During this pandemic lockdown, she trained children in coding and video game building, and she was featured in prominent newspapers in India. Children in India participated virtually in hackathon held in Lexington and presented ideas in saving lives from this coronavirus outbreak. You know, I must say, her impeccable professional background, career, and many other achievements, accolades, and bio can be found on this podcast. And it's really, really very admirable. Very excited to have her here with me. And I just want to go ahead and dive in and then say hello to her. And I'm sure she's waiting already. Hi, Jane. Good morning. Good to have you.
Good morning. So nice to hear from you, Nikki.
Yeah, it's been a while, I think, right? Last time we spoke.
Yeah, it's a very good that you took this initiative and I'm here. Really, I'm very glad to be here.
Right. First off, how are your families? How is everyone doing in your families and, during this lockdown? Are they coping and how are they coping? And then tell us what made you decide to start project, this kind of project that I just mentioned during this lockdown time?
Yeah, so fortunately, everybody is good in our family. Yeah, that is the best thing. So I should say thanks to God and thanks to superpower that everything is going well at our place. And as I say, in my family is really, if I start with my parents, they are above 70. So they are healthy, and that is the best thing which I can say. And they are settled at home in India with my brother, sisters. And here in US, Lexington, me, my husband, and my two children, we all are healthy, fit, and safe. So my children are one is in college, so he has done all these 3 months studies online from UMass Amherst computer science classes, and he really enjoyed doing that. College put lots of good efforts
to make it convenient and comfortable and learning experience for them, so that it well. Another thing, like my daughter, she is in like school, she is in a sophomore year, so even she has also studied well. It is like this is her last week of school.
Oh wow, good.
Yeah, so she's very excited. She was telling, sharing with me today, like, Mama, this is my last week of 10th sophomore year. And apart from me, my husband, he is in like pharma industry, IT consultant, so even he is working from home. Being an education and marketing consultant, I'm also doing all the virtual meetings and everything.
Yeah, right.
So we all are all set and doing good.
Good.
Place.
So all of you guys are adjusting, coping, you know, by just a teamwork. I hear a lot of teamworking in the background.
Yes.
That is what it's supposed to be, right? In a family, a very solid and during, you know, it's really nothing we can do. This is what we have. So this is what we can do. So how, what made you start the project? Particularly for the one, you know, during the lockdown with the children coding and things like that. Tell us about that. Walk us with that.
Yeah, so I would like to say you, like, as we all know, like, whether it is a, you know, virtual working or where it is going to office, we are always like busy and occupied in our work. And but always we have that, actually I have that spirit, like how I can serve, how I can contribute to my family, my community. So when this lockdown came, and so I saw that in India, all the children, they are at home, and they have the more screen time, they are watching more TV. So like I thought, like, at least on weekends, like Saturday, Sunday, I should spare some time and do something with them, which they can do in their weekdays,
right?
Also, so being in the STEM education, operations and marketing, I saw that in US we have this technology, like children are using for learning coding, and they are building video games and animations in a friendly manner, even they are improving their life skills, like problem solving skills, innovation skills, and critical thinking skills. So this part inspired me, like, I should do this, I should introduce this part.
Absolutely.
To my children, my family children, my friends' children in India. So I decided and I started with the first session. When I did first online session with my kids, like, so they enjoyed a lot, and they were so inquisitive, and every child was unique, so they were asking different questions. So it inspired me more to
do, right,
for additional sessions. So then I did next week, and accordingly, so like for then it has been like I added more children, and so this has been like rocking. So then everybody enjoyed, they did lots of projects, and I saw in these 2 months they are improving their problem solving skills, they are learning something new, and they are utilizing their time. So this is the way we started, and it's like for the 2 months the project goes on, and like more than 20 children get benefited out of it. During this time, we got the one competition, like hackathon, held in the US, and it was a good opportunity for Indian children because they have never been to this type of competitions before in US. So they're really excited about it, and you know, in this competition they have to give some idea which says like how to save the corona,
right?
How to save the corona, and that too in the video game way, that too in animation way. So they come up with the different new ideas. They told like we have to have an app which should virtually check patient, like how if they are having corona symptoms or not, so they do not need to go to the hospital at initial primary stage. So, like, that type of ideas coming from the children, I was thrilled.
Wow.
So, yeah, so they have given so many good project ideas, and they submitted their projects on this Lexington hackathon, there, which was held by robotics team. And then they got the certificates also, and this is their lifetime achievement, sort of.
Right. So you're turning a chaos, you're turning an uncertainty time, you're turning all of this negative, you know, environment that we can't control of into a purpose. And you turn it around to have a positive impact for the children, and children receiving that, and the children are opening up, you know, to open up for more solutions. That is incredible. And what are your next steps then? Now, are they in the competition national in India, or is this something between high school or schools, sort of thing? Or
certainly. Like, I would like to mention, like, they are not even from the one city. Like in India, even they are in different cities like Mumbai, Bangalore, Indore. So they Hyderabad. So when they are at different locations, they have different opportunities with them. So my objective was that to insert the concept of the coding learning,
yeah,
and giving them this habit to solve the problems. And at the same time, I created one community with them.
Good.
On different group, and so that whatever new is coming, I am sharing with them, and I am encouraging them to submit the projects on the website, which I have given from like scratch related one website, which is created by MIT students, which is a very very fun loving platform. So whatever new is happening there, I am informing them. I am in connect with this 20 children in other ways, like how you can make new projects. So in that way, that is not the only 2 months project, but after that also they are connected with me, and
right,
anytime they can put some question, and anybody can give that answer also if they are facing problems. So it has already made the community. Another thing, we have created the YouTube videos out of this Zoom meetings what we did. So at least like this 20 children is the benefited, but now by watching the YouTube videos of the learning, other children can also get benefited.
Absolutely. So you're creating a base for this type of education where it's impacted for the children, and the children are very well received with this concept, and they are liking it, obviously, and they open up their mind and problem solving and analytical thinking, and which is a what a way to utilize all of this during this kind of pandemic lockdown, right? Other than thinking of getting scared and not knowing what to do, and then, you know, things like that. And more so though, Jane, is more, this is happening in India. That speaks volume, because it's like, this is great. So you're, you know, pretty much leading this into a, what do you call this? I want to create a new concept, which is working, obviously, right? I mean, those 20 students will watch the video, and then it'll be a learning tool. And then, you know, as you already know, that is a worldwide internet. So it is open access to everybody around the world, right?
Correct, Nikki. Here I would like to add to it, you know, like as being an educationist and being an early childhood education expert also, I deal with so many children. So I know like this age is very, very important, like age of 5 years to the
yes,
10 years of age.
Absolutely.
So in that age group, if we can give them, which is very creative, innovative, and which engage their mind in a creative
manner.
That is going to be with them forever. So that was the point I wanted to give them, and I could give that, so I'm really happy for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is absolutely. Now, all of this, I know that you're a founder also in another company. Is this part of the company's initiative as well, or is this totally different? Because I know that this is a Beyond Edge Info Solution. Is that also part of, is this part of the initiative?
Yes. So certainly, actually, Beyond Edge Info Solution is a education and marketing consulting company where we give marketing solutions and different consulting to different education institutes. But this Beyond Edge Info Solution always believe in serving the community, doing something for the well-being of the community. So being under the Beyond Age Info Solution, always we want to give and gift to the community. So we, from last 8 years till when we founded our Beyond Age Info Solution, we are continuously doing free health checkup camps every year in India. At the same time, in that type of thing, I wanted to add some more initiatives. So I, in umbrella of Beyond Age Info Solution, I tried to give this children education also. So these are the community services, our friends and relatives, and like community should get benefited. That was the objective of it.
Absolutely.
Not any commercial not involved in it.
Absolutely. I think you're doing a remarkable work there, serving the community. I bet it makes you feel good inside too, right? Because I know how that feels, being a social entrepreneur. So catalyst for change and impact, you know? So I congratulate you on that. Yeah.
That is the reason, Nikki. Sorry to interrupt you, but that is the reason I'm really impressed. And like, I feel very good about you, because you are completely, whatever we are doing, you are also aligned in the way, like, okay, commercially we need to do something, but yeah, it should get benefited with the to the community. So I'm really so happy that you are doing that part.
Oh, thank you so much. I try to do my best, you know. I try to do my best, because that's, you know, serving others is really a deep passion for me, and serve the purpose. And that's what's all about, you know, in life. So, yeah, what a way to continue your purpose, Jane. And, you know, I want to go back a little bit about the children and how, what has been your reach now in India. I know that you started it already in the last few months, right? But the initiative has been going on for a while. What are your thoughts, for the next, let's say, 3 months or the end of the year, let's say? How do you feel about this pandemic lockdown? And I guess I'm going to ask you, how are you staying sustainable for your business? What are the strategies or any tactics to cope dealing with the moving target? So I'm talking about sustaining your business, sustaining your purpose right now, serving the community. How are you going to deal with this moving target?
Yeah, so first of all, I would like to say, by this pandemic, being an entrepreneur, I learned one thing, which is we need to be very, very flexible.
Absolutely.
We need to be very, very resilient, you know, because there is only one thing which is constant, is a change.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This is temporary too, and people, you know, think that this is the end of the world, you know. No, it's not. I mean, this is temporary. We, like I said, this is a moving target, you know. How are we gonna, if we were start thinking, you know, like, oh, this is the end of the world, we're stuck, we're paralyzed. So we have to see it, perceive it as a moving target. So we gotta have to overcome that and see, okay, this is what we're gonna do. So we work from back end to, you know, we work backwards, right? The strategy and tactics.
You are correct. You are correct. So actually, for me, I always feel like the situation is, whatever situation is, you have to be looking for the opportunities there. There are some the positive side of it. So, and I saw that the community is looking at both the perspective. Number one, they are feeling like, some people are feeling like, oh, it is a, like, going to be end for the world, but no, other way, if we'll see, definitely model will change, business model will change, but definitely it is opportunity to learn and to implement different ways of business. So what I found, strategical changes. The first thing is, like, now everything is going online, so yeah, maybe earlier it was not virtual, all the things, but now more things has to become virtually, correct?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, and now we more work in the ecosystem is important. Earlier, maybe people are thinking in a different manner, but now everybody has to be connected and bonded closely.
Right.
There should be a ecosystem. And if we are in the same industry, definitely we have to work more in a synergy.
Right.
You know, if I talk about my coding related work, in that earlier it was the children are coming to our center, so only nearby students can come to our center. But yeah, if we are talking about now everything virtually, so even maybe from India children can join us, maybe from other towns children can join us, so the entire model has changed. So things are in a different manner. Means like if the earlier the pricing, if we talk about the pricing, the fee structure may be very, very different in the other town and this town. But if now talking about the virtual classes, online classes,
yeah,
they have to be synergy in right. classes.
Got
if we are talking about deliverable, there should be a synergy. So market is competitive, but at the same time, it should be contemporary to each other. We should feel like not competition, but we should feel like they are our synergy companies, and we should work in togetherness. That's the thing which I found different. Now we have like different locations, people, and we are talking with each other. We are talking what we can do together at the same pace, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think I mentioned that to you before in my previous webinars, that business models, I mean, it would be so silly if we still think that it'll work from the last, you know, century that we're still applying, implementing, you know. This is a pivot right now, you know, the change of pandemic. We gotta change, we gotta adapt, we gotta evolve, we gotta, like you said, pricing structure is different. And I'm also talking about the infrastructure of the corporate America, let's say, you know, how we're dealing business. It'll be different, you know, and then the employees gonna be different, you know, how they're gonna deliver their performance at work. I mean, a lot of them are going to be remote now. How are your companies going to do that, right?
Yeah. Definitely. At the same time, if these 2-3 months, we are not getting that much business, which we expected, but we should not stop serving. Like, we need to give them webinars. We need to give them free competitions. We need to give them virtual learnings so that we are connected. And we are not getting that business, but at the same time, we should not think like we are not getting business, so let's pause ourselves. We have to be connected. We have to be in the system.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people just want to cancel 2020. I think this is a time when we have to readjust, renew, you know, the contracts, renegotiate with the old clients that didn't close, you know, readjust, reposition ourselves in business. You know what I mean? Reevaluate, you know, what works, what didn't work, what's not going to be working in the future. We got to have to map it out. We got to have some goal setting. We got to have to. But we're dealing with the moving target. You see what I mean? With the moving target, we gotta have to look at it that way rather than, oh, it's here now. No, it is moving. It's not gonna be here forever. So what are we gonna
do?
You know what I mean? What are we gonna do in 3 months? What are we gonna do in December 2020? What are we gonna do in spring, first quarter of 2021? Those are the things that we gotta have to, you know, start implementing, start deploying, you know, strategies and tactics to overcome this. I think a lot of the businesses, you know, I mean, vertically, I don't feel like manufacturing should be deleted. I think it should not be in the business pipeline. But in a business overall, my perspective, yeah, the model has to be changed. You know, the way we're doing business. But yeah, streamline it, you know. Do we need so many employees? Can we have this trimmed? And then, you know, what works? And then I want to point out something that you said earlier, cross-culturing, overlapping, the synergy. That's a very good point. This is a time right now. With all of the things that I just mentioned, you know, synergize all of the talents, synergize all of the skills, because look, the new generation is coming on board, right? the new generation probably haven't experienced what we experienced back in the 80s, the 90s, you know, the crisis that we've gone through in business, I'm talking about, or at home front. This new generation haven't gone through. This is their first time dealing with this, right? So they're coming on board. They're going to be the employees, they are already the employees. So we gotta have to put all those things, variables, into our strategy if you're an entrepreneur, a business, or in the corporate world, you know. So how are you going to deal with the moving target? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it is an opportunity, absolutely, for a lot of people, ourselves, sounds like, is an exciting time. It's not a chaotic, it is a chaos out there, but it's an exciting time because we renew these things, we renew our energy, we reevaluate our, you know, our efforts, we, you know, readjust, then we try to deploy some of the things that may work. Exactly.
Yeah, so Nikki, actually, definitely to add to this, like for sustainability of the business, even I have thought about more things because in this, the 3-4 months are more challenging. So like we have done whatever we can do to reduce the expenses. So definitely we have thought about it, like how to reduce the expenses in what ways, and even we have thought about in these months like how to increase the revenue. We have seen like there are issues, like it is not easy to increase the revenue, but what things can be done. Maybe something like, if we are, as an example, if we are an IT industry, I have one client who is a IT industry in India. So they have developed some very good applications. Those are important in this corona pandemic situation. So like, I understand that this is the time when everybody is having challenges, but we have to develop some new products, some new creative services.
Absolutely.
Which is important in this time. So increasing the revenue, reducing the expenses, and if we have some bills which has been not just collected till now, this is the time we should re-evaluate, we should check with our finance department what is the thing which we can collect and settle our accounts properly. So there are so many things to do which we could not do because of our busyness, our very hectic schedule. We should take care of that part.
Right. I think so. I mean, this is the, I think solutions is the key here. Bringing solutions to the table rather than seeing it as a problem. I feel that way, you know.
In addition to that, even we have done in our place, like negotiating with our suppliers. We have done like talking to our vendors, talking to our, maybe our landlord, if we are talking about rent. So we need to do like how we can optimize the cost, how we can reduce the cost. So this is the time when everybody is helping each other. Even government is helping to give the loans and everything. So sustainability is important. And for that, definitely all the aspects individual has to see, like community, government, our suppliers, our employees, everywhere. Everybody is here to collaborate and solving the problem together.
Absolutely. It's a continued effort. I want to ask you this too, because I mean, we don't see it coming, right? None of us did. We've seen natural disasters and man-made disasters. I mean, last time we had something like this, virus outbreak, was a Spanish flu, right? Back in the 1800s. Yeah. Not to mention there are other flu, viruses out there, SARS and what have you not, right? On the list. But what would you say, what would you do different to prepare next time? Now that we've experienced this kind of thing, Jane, you know?
Yeah. So, are you talking about myself? What I will be...
Yeah, mindset, things that you can prepare. I mean, obviously, this is very overwhelming to the whole world. It affects, impacts everybody, right? So, what do you think you would do differently to prepare next time, mindset-wise? I think that's kind of like a global question.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for asking this question. So before, I would say, like, the first thing which I understood in this pandemic is the health, which is the very, very important thing, which even we were not in this our busy life, sometimes we ignore it.
Yeah.
But what is the best part? Everybody should take message from this pandemic that health is the one thing which should be always on the prime. So we have to improve our immune system and sustain with our immune system all the time, so that this type of phase, if comes, at least we can save ourselves. So this is one message I got from myself, like for now, my walking, my yoga, my exercising,
right,
everything should be on top of my priority.
Isn't it weird? I mean, a lot of people don't know that before. Now they're all like, you know, now we're walking, now we're doing nature, you know, outdoors. Now we're appreciating these small things in life. Before, they don't. They want to go back in traffic, commute and behind the car and go to work and then back and forth. And, you know, the mundane things, basically, Monday through Friday. Now they're all stuck home and they go, okay, now we're doing this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It brings us closer to that reality. That's what I'm trying to say.
You are exactly correct. Like, yeah, definitely we all know the importance of health. But when you go through that process, you realize more.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody was knowing, but everybody was not following in that way. But now everybody has gone through that process, that what happened if immune system is not correct, not at the level it should be. So everybody is more concerned about it. And I'm telling, like, the world should take this message, and world should not forget this part. Like, this pandemic, they have to learn from this pandemic that they have to take health on priority, number one. If we talk about in terms of diet, we have to take care of our diet in addition to our exercising. But if we talk about the business sense, what I learned from this, like, we should have a proper financial backup. We should not have the, like, our operating, sometimes in business we have operating operating money for maybe 3 months or 4 months, and we feel like, okay, we have enough money with our operating expenses, so we can be sustainable. But no, after this pandemic we understood that we should have enough money in our balance, so that if there is something comes and 6 months we need to run our operating expenses, we should have that money. So that's also one thing which I learned from this pandemic.
So it's
and
a financial,
next time I will take care of this.
So not just a health aspect to it, but also, you know, an emergency funding for your, you know, for yourself in life, just in case kind of thing happened, right? Now, to you, what sort of percentage, or, you know, that you would prepare for that, some kind of emergency financial preparedness?
Yes, yeah, yeah. So that's the reason. I think now it should be like, we should have at least 30%.
Yes.
Extra to prepare ourselves for this type of situations, and definitely not only pandemic, but any other emergency.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So definitely, you should be having a financials. I always find, like, as a small business entrepreneur, like, financials are the one thing which has to be taken care properly to be sustainable and to run for longer time. If we have a, like, I have a very, very, very clear vision to serve the society, serve the companies, but at the same time, if I cannot manage my financials, definitely I cannot, in long run, I cannot serve the society. So for completing and for fulfilling my vision, I have to be clear about financial calculations.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think we sort of alluding to self-reliance here, you know, we need to be self-sufficient ourselves when things are not going well out there, meaning that we should, you know, we should be able to survive on our own, so to speak, right? So self-reliance is key to surviving times like this crisis.
Yeah, so self-reliance is really, really key, and and having adaptability, having flexibility, thinking beyond the what you are doing is really, this time needs this type of attitude.
Yeah, exactly. Their attitude. I mean, I'll talk a lot about self-reliance and everything. Before I forget, I want to mention, I want to ask you more about India. First of all, I haven't been there. Never been there. My sister's been there. She has a little bit of projects there on her social entrepreneurship too. But she said it's beautiful there. Walk us through some of the things, how the culture over there as far as education, obviously the children that you are involved with are very receptive and very welcoming, and then they use their analytical thinking and all of that. In generality, in general sense though, in general, you know, view, what are some challenges that you perceive? You have, I guess I should say, as a business person, as a business woman, conducting some kind of business or trying to make impacts over in India? That's one question. And then, you know, just an overall culturally, you know, I just want to feel that. I want to understand some of it.
So first thing, like, you are asking for India in a business sense, or you're asking for the education? Should I answer first education?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So I'm really fortunate to thank you for asking this, because my whole education was in India.
Okay.
And even my children got educated in India, and I even moved to USA, and from last 4 years, I'm in US, and I have observed the type of education we have in US, being in education industry and being done my master's again here in US. So I have very clear idea about both the education. So, you know, in India and US, what I found is India, we learn more different topics in less depth. Yeah. But in US, we learn less topics with the more depth.
Explain that.
Yeah. So explain, if I'm talking about science, in science, if we have 10 chapters in India, so in 10 chapters we'll be having maybe sales, we are having plants, different topics. So we are going every topic in little depth, not in much depth, but we learn about all the topics of biology, science. But here, if we are learning in US in a class, we may be having one topic like chloroplast, which is in a leaf. But we go into the depth of this chloroplast, what chloroplast have, what it works. So there are different, definitely it's a different training methodology. They try to give them learning through different topics in India. But in US, by picking one topic, going into the depth, and they are trying to give the learning to a child or a student. So one thing which I feel US approach is I like more than Indian approach, because I have seen both the approaches. But yeah, definitely there are positives and of everything. But yeah, this going into the depth of anything is really good. But in India, they work very hard to learn anything. They have examination system also very strongly developed. But in US, there are more practical aspect. They do more practical thing, more case studies. So they are not much into the exam, like question and answers, but giving the projects, completing the projects. It is the part of US studies. So both are having different views, and both have the positives. But yeah, definitely if you are doing some projects, you are doing more, you are getting more practical learning. So this is a US learning what I see. But in India, they are more hardworking, more sincerely giving the exams and learning more
by practical learning, meaning you know, giving examples and then group discussions and things like that, and then more projects assigned.
Yeah. So why even I have analyzed why it is a different. But what I found, like Indian culture and the type of number of students are in India, versus the resources in India, this is the way India can deliver best to the students. In US, we have less number of population, less number of students, and having higher number of resources. So what I found here, this type of practical learning, giving more depth, is possible. But in India, if we want to give the thorough learning, we want to make them brilliant, it is important to give that type of learning. So this is justified why India is having that type of training methodology. It is justified.
What are your thoughts in the future, as a future generation, with this education methodology?
Yeah, so if I'm talking about future, definitely now online learning is really playing a very, very important role. So now if child or parent, they want to give the learning, definitely the whole world is with them. So it was the earlier time that we were not having resources, but now, as I said, children have taken participation in hackathon of US sitting in the India. So now picture has entirely changed.
Right.
It is just about the awareness, and the one awareness that everything is available if we need to check it where it is. So my future learning, I think like it is going to be virtual more, and home-based learning is also very important, like that children are learning from home, only not in only in school. So this learning in home, giving parents are giving resources virtually, this is going to bridging the gap between different countries' education methodology.
Absolutely. It's going towards that way, right? It really does. Right.
Yeah.
One last question. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that was my part. Like, parents are also playing very, very important role. So my urge is to parents should be going into the depth and taking the what science is about child learning. So they are, if their parents are more aware, it is going to help the children a lot.
Yeah, parents are, like it or not, now they have another role, right? Being a teacher, not just a guardian or a parent, but also a teacher at home. Working from home, most of them, most of us. And, you know, being a parent, being a faculty or a teacher, right? At the same time. One last question. Now, I want to ask you this before we part. What are, if there are more than one, your biggest challenge or challenges being a woman in business, you know, here in the U.S.? And can you share that with us? I mean, you know, I mean, that's kind of like a whole lot of questions there.
Yeah, definitely. And after these challenges, even I would like to share some Indian story about the corona pandemic also.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we will talk on that pandemic story because, you know, that is important this time when we are talking about pandemic. Now, Indian stories are very different than US because I can compare both because I am very much strongly connected in India and I can see how they are doing. And I'm telling you, we have lots like higher number of population in India, and managing that population, it's really very challenging. In that situation, government of India has taken good steps, and they like on the mid of March they have decided to have the lockdown. That time there was not very big spread in India, and they decided to have the lockdown, which has like really spread it very less in India. So 0.001% of the population death is there, so which is very, very encouraging part, like less death. So I like that approach of Indian government, that they said like for us GDP is important, but other than GDP, first we have importance of life. So they have saved the life, and they're telling like maybe GDP can improve later. So I just wanted to tell you like I like that approach of solving the pandemic problem. At the same time, in my city, I found like some hospitals are doing great work, and they have got a very good recovery rate. Like one of the hospital, like Aurobindo Hospital, they have like more than 70% recovery rate. So I really appreciate that part, and I find like many families are really involved in the games and fun activities doing online. So they are trying to reduce the negative vibes over the homes and the families. They are connecting with each other and doing online competition in the family and having online games. So I found like these are few evaluation I found, and I could see like community is coming together in the same way. In US I found, like in my town Lexington, one lady started to just talk to everybody and told like give some donation, and we are preparing the mask because there was like a lack of mask in the some medical institutes. So we have given donation. Some people have got the material, clothing, and some cut and prepare the stitch the mask and given to the like medical institutes. By doing this effort continuously in 2 months, they have thousands of masks has been reproduced. So thousands of caps and aprons has been produced. So like small efforts are going on in all the areas of every corner of the world to serve the community in this pandemic situation, which is really enlightening for me. Like everybody's helping out.
That's what we need to still focus on, you know, that, you know, rather than thinking about the problems, is finding out more solutions and how to bring more people in the community. So so we look, so, go ahead.
So Nikki, just to need more, like Nikki, like really when we started in Lexington this activity, I was thinking like it is a very maybe even I was thinking like it is a small effort. I'm not sure how much it is going to work, but after 2 months I found like, oh my god, it has served so many people.
Yeah.
So like small efforts can make a big difference. That is really important, and a small mistake can make a big problem, which happened in the corona cases. Like some small infection can spread 70 people in a family.
Absolutely.
Right? It happened in India in one family, like 70 people got infected by one person who came just from outside. So like one small mistake can make a big problem, and some small efforts can make a big benefit. So
very good point. Extremely good point there. You nailed it in the head. Looks like we're running out of time, but it's always a pleasure to see another rising and thriving, choosing to continue making positive impacts, what you were saying, for other people, especially during the times of chaos and uncertainties like this right now. I think that speaks volume for the credibility of a character, you know. Jane, any last thought? And also, how can the viewers and our listeners get a hold of you?
Yeah, so like this is my email ID. They can have pallavijain.com. pallavijain.mail@gmail.com. So I will give that email ID to them, and I am on Facebook and LinkedIn, so I'm definitely sharing my Facebook and LinkedIn link, so definitely they can connect me, they can ask me anything, even I will share my website, everything to you.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I'm going to include all of those bio, guys. It's on the podcast bio, all of her information. Any last thought you want to share with us?
Yeah, so just last thought, like woman, as a woman, I just faced few problem, which is like the first time they may think like the woman may not, she cannot do this thing, but by showing your work in a small in a small way, you can give them the perfection in that small work, and then you can prove yourself, and by just setting the example, definitely you can cross all the hurdles. So I found in my experience that like just set some examples, go ahead where you are, from there just go ahead, and you are going to get the path. Just it's about starting, initiating the things.
Isn't that the truth, huh? Just start right now. Do not wait for the perfect time, right? Just start right now. Because you already have it, you know? Everybody already has it. Just start right now, you know? No holding back. This is so good. All right. It's good to hear that last point. Last thing before we go, I want to mention about empathy. Because I think it's big right now, empathy, especially what's going on around the world and our nation in the U.S. I think we need to focus in practicing this empathy even more during times like this, not just during the pandemic lockdown. In a general sense, empathy, it is our ability to see the world through other people. Other people's eyes to see what they or others see, feel what they feel, experience things as they do. I mean, yeah, we know, of course we cannot, or nobody can fully experience things that the way that somebody else does, right? I mean, that's just not possible, but we can attempt to get as close as possible. And we do this thing by putting aside, removing our own preconceived ideas and choosing to understand the ideas, the thoughts, and the needs for others instead. So with that said, in times of chaos, let's practice more of this empathy as well as kindness to others. I mean, the world really needs more of this more than ever now. And I am hearing this whole interview, and I'm really glad what one particular individual is, you know, has achieved and then started to do. I mean, she is just a role example, you know, role model and a set example of what, you know, one person can do. Like you said, Jane, a while ago, small things, small little effort, it can get big. Within what, 2 months?
Yeah.
Within just 2 months.
Yes.
That's incredible. Yes. So when you live for your happiness and you live by serving others, your life will overflow with that joy, with the joy in life. All right, Jane, thank you so much for sharing your journey and valuable tips during this pandemic lockdown. It was really, really great talking with you. I mean, it's really great hearing your stories and journey. I think it's remarkable what you've done. And I'd love to invite you back. So come back next time soon, okay?
Thank you very much, Nikki. Thank you for giving me this opportunity, and all the best to the whole world. Everybody will do best.
Thank you so much. You. Yeah. All right, guys, for those of you who haven't joined my free book club, oh boy, you're definitely missing out. To get access, go to my website, nikkidare.com, select the menu book club. We meet regularly and hold Q&A sessions on anything you want to know on any of my books. So I am on LinkedIn. Go ahead and connect that. And, you know, yes, rumor has it, I just published 2 new books in past couple months. They're on Amazon, so go check it out. Okay, see, I told you, you gotta keep up with me, right? All of our broadcasts here are available in all participating platforms, namely iHeartRadio and iTunes. Again, thank you. Thank you, deeply thank you so much to our special guest this morning, Jane Pahlavi, for being here this morning. Wishing you the best and more success in your career. Please do stay safe to your loved ones, children, and your family. Sharing and continue to promote optimism and hope that with collectively, professionally, business, personally, all of these things, home actions, we all and we'll get a handle on this pandemic as soon as it will pass through, just like any other crisis we have endured in our world. All right, guys, until then, this is Nikki Dare signing off. God bless. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Big hugs. Bye. Okay, bye.
You have been listening to Nikki Dares Radio, a podcast of sustainability with your host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Nikki Dare's life has been spent passionately in helping others going through transformation, both personal and professional. To learn more, please visit Ms. Dare's websites, education.nikkidare.com. Workshops on safety preparedness, situational awareness are available. Also available, the Transformational Coaching Series. For corporate and private group pricing, please contact us. Please visit her website, NikkiDare.com. All of her broadcasts are available for free download on iTunes podcast, Nikki Dare. For more details on opportunities for sponsorships and speaking engagements, please email us at education@NikkiDare.com. Join her next time, Living in Purpose and Passion. Our mission is to live a sustainable life with your host, Nikki Dare.